The print is based on the temple at Asakusa in Tokyo. It's still remarkably similar. It was one of the few places that I travelled to which hasn't changed that much in all of that time. Now, I was there during the summer, and what I really wanted to do was kind of contrast the rich green and the red to really make it a really vivid and powerful kind of image. And the actual temple, the Thunder Gate, at the entrance is almost exactly the same, which is incredible. So it really was like walking back into Hiroshige's vision. What I've done is I have the lantern crops into the image in the foreground. And then as you enter into the piece, you start seeing different things revealing themselves. You'll see on the actual gate the straw rope zigzag papers, which mark the boundary to something sacred so that you're entering into a sacred space. And yet when you look to the right-hand side, you see all the shops. So there's a kind of commercial aspect around temple culture. So it's very bustling and busy, lots of souvenirs and things to buy. And then on the left-hand side, you can see the paintbrush and the canvas and easel of someone painting the pagoda in the background. And then you kind of follow through and you see two old ladies walking up to go and say their prayers up at the main shrine. So there's a lot of space, but at the same time, it kind of reveals the kind of fun element as well. It's not all serious, a trip to the temple complex. If you'll notice, if you look carefully in the background, you'll see a roller coaster ride, and actually these do exist. So in the Asakusa temple complex, there were some kind of fairground rides. So it's kind of part and parcel of what the temple kind of culture is to them today. It's this mixture of the spiritual and entertainment, I would say. In the original, on the Thunder Gate, there's a hexagonal marking on the gateway, and I wasn't sure what that was. And when I got there, it was chicken wire, and I was... But the same chicken wire was there. I mean, obviously, I'm sure it's been replaced, but it's just seeing that something so everyday and incidental as that was there, and he'd noticed it. What he's a master at doing is kind of refining and distilling what he sees around him, and making it into kind of very simple, abstract elements almost. It was only because I was there in the same spot that I realised that that was what he was trying to depict back in the 1850s.